This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omised, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
It's the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. It's Friday, it's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just on those good vibes. 585-252-9800. Be careful on the roads, you guys. It is slick out there. And yes, it snowed again for the 100th night in a row. 21 for the high today.
The windpipes hit different on a Friday. Let me tell you that much. I am ramped. I am ready.
Clearly.
Woo! Who is here, guys? Are you ready to dive into your Friday vibes? Because I know I am, and I want to hear from you. 585- 252-9800.
Let's get after it.
We shall. Love listening to you guys every morning. Makes plowing go a lot quicker.
Who's plowing?
Plowing the roads.
Who's on the roads?
Right. He's like, what? Love you too.
Who is it?
No name.
Oh, that's okay.
Text your name back in.
Yeah,
safely,
text your name
if you can.
Keep that plowing going.
Big plow energy.
Huge plow energy.
This person says, I love listening to you guys as well. I cry almost daily over the cost of eggs, but you guys make it a little less painful.
Well, if you want to cry,
come to PXY. How about, I don't know, we just stop eating eggs?
You know, I'm honestly,
never buy eggs.
I buy eggs a lot, but I only buy the ones that come in a carton of six. I don't buy a full dozen. I buy six eggs and I get them at Wegmans and they're like $3. They're not bad and they're organic.
Also, can we try Aldi or maybe Aldi has some deals? Good vibes is I'm finally getting my hair dyed and cut today. That's from our girl Mo Money. Okay, Morgan. Papa.
More money getting a hair colored.
Love it.
It's all about self-care on the, you know, on the Fridays.
Very excited with my vibes because girls' night tonight. Love it. And also tomorrow. Yes, we're getting Mexican, of course.
I know. I was going to say, are you getting Mexican tonight?
No, I think we're doing...
whatever.
Like Chinese. I don't know. And then tomorrow.
Are you staying in or are you going out?
What do you think?
You're staying in.
Staying in. Yeah. My ass will be glued to the couch. And then tomorrow, off to Bristol Mountain with like seven of my closest friends.
Oh, she's going to shred the plow.
What?
Shred the plow?
You got plowing on the mind, sir. You're going to shred that plow. Yep, absolutely.
That's going to be fun. Be careful up there. Breezy took me skiing for the first time last year.
And yeah.
I love the lodge.
Yeah. And we have to go back because they have a brand new lodge. It is stunning. Gorgeous.
Yeah, I'm sure. I would love to see it. I give anyone credit who's a good skier because the amount of times I fell and the amount of body strength it takes to get up
is
exhausting.
It's insane.
And I just got to a point where I was sick of falling and I'm like, oh, this is not enjoyable.
That's why I refuse to fall because I can't get back up.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't know. Down
I don't know how you didn't. I just don't understand how you didn't fall. I can't stop on skis. Granted, I've done it once in my
life. That's what I'm saying. I mean, like, the younger you start, the easier it is. And I've been skiing since the ripe age of 5. So.
Yeah, my family, we didn't grow up as like, hey.
You guys didn't do a lot of fun things. You didn't have a dog. You never went skiing.
We just weren't into winter sports.
Yeah.
We were summer people.
Right. Did they take you on vacation?
Yeah, they'd surprise us. They wake us up in the middle of the night and be
like, am I being kidnapped?
Hey, the suitcases were downstairs. They're like, we're going on a plane. We're going to Florida. You don't forget that. It's very exciting. They made those things very exciting for us.
That's fun.
But my father was an immigrant from Italy. We didn't go camping.
Yeah.
He's like, I worked my ass off so you can go sleep outside. I'm like, oh, okay, I just wanted to leave.
We didn't camp either. And I honestly, I kiss the ground my parents walk on for that because that's not for me.
Never I'm still waiting to try that. I've done a lot of things in my life. Camping is not one of them.
I pitched a tent in the garage once with a hookup to a DVD player. They're like, that's not camping. That's just you sleeping on the floor for no reason. No. Good morning, Amanda here. Happy Friday. I'll be listening while getting a root canal. That sounds horrible. But you pop it off, Amanda.
Yeah, we wish you the best of luck this morning.
Will you have like an AirPod in? Or also, aren't you put under for that? Maybe not.
For a root canal? No, they just numb you.
Ooh.
Yeah. Vibes are up for a lot of people this morning. And for some of you, it is payday. Where's our friends Nico and Steve?
I know. Where are you guys? Haven't heard from you in ages.
You got paid on Wednesday. Vibes are up. I have a birthday I have to attend tonight. Fairport. I'll be in your neck of the woods.
Whose birthday?
Our buddy, I don't want to say because I think it might be a surprise.
Oh, perfect.
But you're very familiar with who he is.
Perfect.
Yeah, so his wife will be doing something.
I hope it's not the same guy that got surprised last year who didn't want to.
Yeah, that would be him. And then tomorrow,
she
I'm going to go.
Stop doing surprise parties for him.
I'm going to go to the Amerks game tomorrow with Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Oh, fun.
I think they got a 4 o'clock game, and Amerks are tearing it up this season. And then last night, I decided to finally book my trip to Florida for next month.
Oh.
I'm out of here.
I thought you were going to say Italy.
No.
Did you see me? I was like, deflated.
I'm waiting on my parents for that one. But my buddy's like, hey, we got to go to the condo. I was like, you know what? Breezy just came back.
Yeah.
Danger's still there. I think it's my turn.
You got to go.
I'm going to go for
send it.
Just a nice long weekend.
When are you doing that? He's like, the weekend of the 22nd of March. I'm like, oh, well, we have the bachelor auction.
The weekend before that.
Perfect. So
the 13th, 14th, 15th. Perfect. I'll be there for St. Patty's Day weekend.
Anyways,
thank you guys for tuning in this morning. Appreciate that. And yes, we have tickets to give away this morning for just, you know, a lot of stuff.
A lot of things.
Big story of the day today.
Things around the studio and sending it to you guys.
Is this DOT work zone speed trap that they put out in the fall that made so much damn money for the state of New York? Is this going to be a permanent thing? We'll tell you coming up next on PXY Morning. Stay there.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. It is Friday, 21 for the high today. You know, it's bad enough we all had to worry about DOT and these work zone speed traps around our city all fall. But on Thursday, Transportation Commissioner Marie Therese Dominguez spoke at the Transit Authority on East Main Street and highlighted the governor's proposed budget and discussed making the work zone speed radar system permanent. And as you can imagine, this pissed a lot of people off.
Yeah.
And it should. She is so far.
So would it still be for work zones or would it just be in general?
No, and it's supposedly in general.
So they need to make that very clear what the speed limit is.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, she's so for it because it's a quick way to make a buck. The amount of people that fought their ticket they received for allegedly speeding in a work zone, the judge threw out or dismissed their tickets. Not all of them, but a lot of people. And it's because it was determined in a lot of these areas, there was no sign posted anywhere that right. They should be driving 40 when, in fact, the sign said 55.
Mm-hmm.
And
it just said, which all of you drive 490 all of the time, it just said work zone ahead, reduce speed.
So
it didn't say to what.
No, well, the same place that I got my tickets. I know our friends at Channel 10 News took their vehicle and they recorded the same spot where I got my tickets. They took the same path, got off on the same street on the 490 underpass. And it was like, as you can see, this is exactly where people are getting ticketed. But there's no sign here for a mile. And the next sign, as you can see, says 55 miles per hour. Well, that's what I fought. And that's exactly what I wrote in. And I sent it back. And they did not dismiss it. It actually went up $50. And so most people, the judge finally determined, hey, yeah, these people are right. There actually is no sign there. Last fall, these cameras ticketed over 1,000 drivers daily in Rochester, with fines ranging from $50 to $100. But the camera on I-490 at the Alexander Street overpass issued 25,000 speeding tickets in 26 days, resulting in $1.2 million in fines.
Also, you want to know what else pisses me off? If you go up and look up what the average penalty for speeding in a work zone is, it is severe.
It's like over $300.
It's like over $300. I think it's like 6 points on your license. It is no easy feat. And it is a hefty, hefty damage to not only your wallet, but your driving record. So when I received one of these tickets, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to lose my license. And they're like, nah, just send us $50. It's like, you can't just change the rules for speeding zones. And they're sitting here being like, we want to make it safer for our workers. No, you don't, because you're reducing the fine. You're reducing the penalty. And I'm not saying that we should get more penalties because obviously the whole thing's a scam anyways. But
she says, our men and women are out there every day in highly, highly dangerous circumstances, and we need to protect them.
Correct. But so put signs up to protect them.
Right. And that's the thing. Nobody's buying that whatsoever, because if that was the case, they would have the appropriate signs and speed limits
this gets me hot.
Posted, which they do not. So anyways, whether or not these radars become permanent is doubtful, but when the state needs to make money, they will figure out a way to make money. And you know what? With that $1.2 million they made, how about fix a couple of these potholes? With all that coin you made issuing these tickets, fix a couple of those potholes. Anyways, happy Friday, you guys. Coming up on the show, we're going to talk about just raw dogging a flight.
Guys, it's psychotic. No, you need help. If you do this, jail. Jail immediately. This happened on the way home. If you don't know what raw dogging a flight means, I'll tell you exactly what it means. But I will say...
And who's guilty of doing this?
My girlfriend.
Oh.
And if you do this, you need a psych eval. There, I said it.
We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY.
PXY is free and always will be your legend.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. How many of you have ever walked into a coffee shop and saw someone just sitting there, not doing anything, not scrolling on their phone, not reading a book, not listening to music, just sitting there alone, enjoying their coffee? Or as Breezy would put it, just raw dogging it. And then we talk about, have you ever seen someone do this on an airplane?
Yeah, so raw dogging a flight is a viral travel trend that a lot of passengers have been taking, I don't know, they've been participating in. It's stupid in my opinion, but it's when passengers avoid throughout the entire flight, in-flight entertainment, music, distractions of any sort through the duration of the flight. And it's psychotic in my opinion.
Well, if you see someone doing this, are they a psychopath or are they just living in the moment? Because let me tell you something, I envy these people. Oh my Lord, I would love it to just sit. I would love it. And I did this once on an airplane and I was going from Chicago to LA and my phone died and I didn't have my charger and I didn't have my AirPods.
Nope.
So I was on a Southwest flight, meaning there was no TVs. So I just kind of sat there. Luckily, I had a window seat, so I looked out the window for 4 hours.
I don't think I could do it. So, okay, I guess I stand corrected.
Was raw dogging that flight.
Because this says, this includes not using your phones, reading, eating, drinking, or sleeping.
Nothing.
My girlfriend was sleeping.
Okay, so that doesn't count, though.
I guess it doesn't count.
Because you're not doing anything anyways when you're sleeping. But if you're sitting there just looking out the window, I can truly say, yeah, I've raw dogged a flight.
No films, no music.
Nothing.
No sleep, just sitting there. Just, is it heroic or is it stupid?
Oh, my God. Talk about living in the present moment. Now, the next step would be trying to do this at a coffee shop without people calling the police on you.
This is the start of a murder documentary.
Well,
I'm telling you right now.
I walked in one time to that Starbucks there in Winton Village right there. And a guy was just sitting there in a chair sipping coffee. He wasn't on his phone. He was doing nothing. He was just looking around at people. And I was like, what's this guy's problem?
I'm like, are you good, bro?
Because you question it.
Yeah.
We should all try this. We should all try to disconnect. It's good for you.
I feel like...
You're worried about what people are thinking. You're worried about people judging.
No, I'm worried about my own mental, psych. I'm worried about my mental health.
You can't go through a couple of hours without some sort of device in front of you?
I have ADHD, and I'm addicted to my cell phone.
No, you can do it, Breeze.
I can't. Also, I just don't understand the need or the want to do something like this. Is it just to prove that you could? The only time I would ever even dabble in potentially maybe giving a crack at this weird ass trend is a flight to like Boston or New York because it's only like 40 minutes.
People were doing this in the 90s and early 2000s when smartphones weren't a thing.
And they were also smoking on airplanes. So they weren't raw dogging it that much because they were lighting
up. You couldn't smoke on airplanes in the early 2000s. They got rid of that a long time ago.
I don't know when it stopped.
Never in my life.
I wasn't born in the 80s. I don't know.
Well, I was, and I remember being 7. You couldn't smoke on an airplane. That wasn't a thing. But if you decided you want to go on an airplane and just, you know, go ahead, raw dog it. No phone, no nothing, no books, magazines, no entertainment. You just sit there for the duration of the flight until you get to your destination without doing a thing. Just you and your thoughts. That's the scariest part.
We met back when we went to morning show boot camp over the summer. We met a morning show from St. Louis.
Yeah.
And
we love them.
Yeah. Shout out to them. We're obsessed with them. But the one guy on the show, I think he's the oldest one on the show.
Oh, he is.
Raw dogged the entire flight to San Diego. Yeah. Just sat there staring at staring at the back of the seat. And it's like, why are we doing this?
But
it seems like a weird form of like self-torture and manipulation.
Most people, I enjoy talking to people on a plane.
No.
The first thing somebody wants to do when they get on a plane is throw their AirPods in or their headphones. It's like, hey, don't talk to me, right? That's what a lot of us do. But if you just take the time to make conversation with the person next to you, you'd be surprised. You might make a friend for life.
Oh, this seems like a perfect time to bring this up. So during my flight to Florida, when we actually had no issues getting there, the flight was at like 8 o'clock at night. The woman in front of me
took her shoes off.
Screaming the entire flight. Screaming. I don't know if it's because we were sitting next to the jet or what was going on. Screaming to the entire row, not just the three in her row, the three in the row across the way from them, getting to know them, interviewing them, talked the entire flight at a volume that was inappropriate, so much so to the point that the flight attendant had to go over and say, ma'am,
can you lower your
voice? Getting a lot of complaints. Like, this is, you got to bring it down. She goes, if they want to fly in the middle of the day, then they can. Like, people were literally sleeping. I was sleeping. She woke me up. I was like, why are you, if you talk to strangers on airplanes, fine.
Be mindful.
How are you?
Yeah,
great,
sure.
Love it. You interviewing them at max volume for 2.5 hours, not going to work for me. She gets off the plane. She's talking to her daughter. She's like, I talked to him the entire time. I never talk to people on airplanes. I'm like, I know. We heard you. We all heard you.
We all heard you. I don't know what it is, but I'm a magnet for babies on a plane. I will always sit behind a screaming child every time. It never fails.
Okay.
I don't know what it is.
Let's add one more. What's Edmer? One more fold to the mix here. You raw dogging a flight with a screaming baby in front of you. That, you hate yourself. Just say you hate yourself. You know what I mean?
That's the flight I was on from Chicago to LA, screaming baby in front of me. But guys, if you haven't done this, I would recommend it. We should all try doing this at coffee shops.
We've come so far with technology. There's no need for you to be raw dogging life at all.
Because people like you are severely addicted. It's really good to hit the reset button.
I'm too alone with my thoughts on a floating tube in the sky. Let's just say that.
Listen, Breezy, if you can do dry January for an entire month, I know you can give your cell phone up for like 2 hours tops. You can do it. We should all do it.
I'd rather do dry January for a year.
98PXY traffic. Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts.
You've got to pump it up.
Woo.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Breeze. It is Friday.
Big Friday energy.
21 for the high today. It's going to be nice this weekend. And by nice, I mean it's going to be sunny tomorrow. There's not going to be any snow. Sunday's going to be a little cloudy, but not much snow. So we'll take it. Interesting parental confidential from Nicole this morning. Let's get right into it because her daughter might be in some serious trouble. Hi, guys. If you can read my message this week, I would so appreciate it. And trust me, I will be listening. I'm looking for advice on an appropriate way to address my daughter's recent lack of judgment. Apparently, she had her head up her ass again.
Oh.
And she currently works at a retail makeup store. I won't say which one. But was caught stealing. She says she did a return transaction without really returning what she purchased. $85 worth of makeup.
Right.
And this was all caught on camera. her making a return with no merchandise anywhere to be found. She says management brought her into the office and she denied it. And they asked her to make a written statement with her denial, and she also denied giving a written statement. Her store manager called her the following day, and she has yet to return the phone call. I keep telling her to call back and apologize and ask to make things right by paying it back, but she is dead set on not calling. At this time, I don't know if I'm giving the wrong advice by telling her to call her store manager and admit guilt, even though she's on camera. She seems to think if they decide to press charges, it'll happen whether she calls or not. What should we be doing here? Should I get a lawyer? She has never been in trouble with the law, but still, I'm incredibly disappointed that she would do something like this. Why are some teenagers just so stupid? They honestly think they are invincible. A part of me wants to call her manager for her and tell them everything. What would others do in my shoes if this was your teenage daughter? Yeah. Okay, Nicole, I would not make that phone call, first and foremost.
No.
But if anyone listening is a lawyer, I know you can't legally give legal counsel. This person isn't your client, but anyone listening might be able to give some advice on what someone can and can't do.
I mean, a lawyer can give guidance.
Well, yeah, sure.
I mean, listen, if I learned anything from watching the Gabby Petito documentary 2 days ago, which was absolutely insane, I just feel like lawyering up, especially coming forth with the fact that you have a lawyer so early on in a potential case.
Says you're guilty.
Period. Like, not to get too deep into it, but the cop literally just went to Brian Laundrie's house, Gabby Petito's fiance, and was like, hey, have you seen your son or his fiance? Everyone's worried about them. They're like, we will not talk with our lawyer present. It's like, wait, what? I just asked if you've seen... What?
In that situation,
sure.
There
was no, like, accusatory anything.
In that situation, sure, it makes you look guilty. But with all the documentaries I've watched in a lifetime, the most innocent people talk too soon. And sometimes that's what gets them in trouble. That's why you got to lawyer up real quick and be like, I want to help you guys out. I'm here to answer any questions you may have. However, I do need a lawyer present.
Right.
Now, not to get too far off topic here, but in Nicole's situation, 585-252-9800, whether her daughter is guilty or not, what would you do in this situation? Because she's set on not calling her manager back. I don't know what the deal is here.
Right.
She's
probably scared. Honestly, she probably is scared. I mean, I would be scared if I was accused of something, and
but
whether I'm guilty or not.
Yeah,
like,
did she do it? We got a Chris weighing in that says your daughter needs to be taught a lesson. Let this run its course. I would not be the one to call your daughter's boss. She should be the one to do that. This is her mess, and now she needs to be the one to clean it up. This is a life's lesson for her. If they are going to press charges, you guys, they will do it with or without her pity apology. She isn't sorry anyway. Why have her lie? If she did it, then she clearly deserves and should reap the repercussions that she has coming to her. So I got in trouble for my first job.
Okay.
No, my first job was PacSun. But the one after that, I was working at a car dealership.
Okay.
I was in charge of, you know, taking cash and checking people out when they went to come pick up their vehicle.
Yep.
One night I was so bored. So I'm just playing around with my debit card, and I swipe the card machine.
Okay.
And I'm 17 at this point. I'm trying to remember the story, but what I had done was I credited my card $500 accidentally, and the receipt printed out, so I panicked. So instead of putting it back, I just took the receipt and threw it in the garbage. So
not you not bearing the evidence.
The following week, they come to me and are like, hey, do you know anything about this? And I lied.
Oh God.
Which was my first mistake. I was like, no, I don't know what happened.
Can't blame you though. You were scared.
I was very scared. Yeah.
You panicked.
I didn't know what I was doing. And I was like, oh, I should know what I was doing because I work with this machine.
Right.
I take people's cards. I cash people out. I should know what I'm doing. And so I tried to cover it up and I lost my job because of it. And they're like, let this be a learning lesson. We love that you've been here for a couple of years. We know this is a poor representation of your character. However, you lied about it. And that's what made it even worse. And it was a huge learning lesson for me.
Yeah. It's better to just be honest. You don't know that though when you're that age, because honestly, like, this is so tough. And I feel like we can have a conversation about it at a later date. But like, when you're that age, you are so petrified of getting in trouble. Like getting in trouble, whether it be from your parent, a teacher, a higher up, a boss, is like one of the most detrimental things to your mental health and well-being of like, oh my God, I don't want to get in trouble, that you will go to great lengths to not get in trouble. For example, somebody who's like out at a party and they're drinking, but they have to get home and they're like, well, I don't want to get in trouble.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing.
You know what I mean? They're driving their car and they, you know, it's just.
The funniest part about that story was when they pulled me aside to let me go. They said, this is really disappointing considering the plans that we had for you. I was like, well, what do you mean? They're like, we were going to eventually, after you graduated college, make you the manager of the office at this dealership. And we were going to start you off with a salary of $35,000 a year. I was like, oh, that's
not
a lot
you,
of, that's a
not
lot of money.
Not you in tears. You're like, I could have been rich. I could have been rich.
Oh, here we go. We got an attorney, you guys. Good morning. I am an attorney. I am not this woman's attorney. So I'm making it known that this is not legal advice. I'm just giving, answering a couple questions. She absolutely should not call them. Did they show you the video? Did they show her the video? How do you know that an actual video exists?
Right.
Also, even if they do have a video, does it clearly show the screen on her computer processing a return? If the answer to any of these is no, or I'm not sure, then I would absolutely not have her call and admit any guilt.
Right.
Have a good weekend. Okay, thank you very much.
She's like, shut it down. Shut it down.
Andrew says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. I used to work in retail. Keep in mind that they do not have to tell your daughter the truth. The video they have may not show anything. It may not even exist. All their proof may be nothing. They may have very little evidence at all. This is why they press. This is why they press her for a statement. Do not admit to anything. Do not apologize.
Interesting.
Speak to a lawyer. They're trying to build up evidence against her to press charges. Them pressing charges is their way of almost guaranteeing they will get their money back.
I hate this because I'm going right back to where I was as a teenager of the fear of getting in trouble. I mean, still to this day, I'm afraid to get in trouble. And I ask the question of this to parents and anybody else who deals with children or adolescents or young adults. Do you think it's a good thing that people are, that these kids and young adults are so scared that they are going to get in trouble? Or do you think it's actually backfiring because they're acting out of legit fear and panic?
Well, listen.
Because they are so panic-stricken that they're going to get in trouble.
Well, if she did do it, she should get in trouble. That's the thing. Look at this text. Some of you texting in that this woman should just sweep this all under the rug really shows how downhill parenting has gone these days. Her daughter clearly admitted to making a fake return, and the first thing people have to say is tell her to keep her mouth shut and not say anything. If this was my kid, I would be the one on the phone with the police because that's what a good parent does. Damn, Julie's not playing today.
That's not what Brian Laundrie's parents said.
And then this person, tell this mom to tell her daughter to not admit to anything. Okay, all right. Nicole, did any of this help?
This is crazy.
I don't know. If you want to take the only lawyer that texted in, if you want to take their advice and say, do not call or admit to any guilt whatsoever, because especially if they don't have proof, don't do it.
It's hard to build a case with no proof. So,
how do you know that the actual video exists? I'll get some of these texts over. I couldn't get to over to you, Nicole, but thanks for your message this morning and good luck with your daughter. I hope she still has a job.
Blessings, truly. We're praying for her.
I mean, how many makeup stores are there in this city? There's Ulta Beauty, Sephora. What else is there? MAC.
Sephora in Kohl's. I'm like, all right, we don't need that many stores.
PXY Mornings, it's Friday. We're going to take a quick break.
Here's an idea. B.
be a part of the show.
Call or text Moose and Breezy now.
585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station. 98KXY.
Our friends over at Trillium Health have expanded one of their spaces to help increase the access of food for city residents in need. Lord knows we need it. Eggs are what, like $20 a carton now? The non-for-profit cut the ribbon yesterday on Thursday on its newly renovated food pantry and learning kitchen right on Monroe Ave right here in Rochester. The pantry operates to under a grocery store model, so you can go in and kind of shop around like you would at a Wegmans or an Aldi, offering a wide range of healthy food options. I think that's one of the things that is so hard for people who don't have the funds to buy food. When they are buying food, they're going for like very cheap food that obviously is hyper processed and not good for them at all, and ultimately is going to make them sick. So this is a really good option for them. The learning kitchen also helps people with certain health conditions learn how to cook nutritious food that is going to be right for them and their body. Trillium Health, obviously we're obsessed with you. We worked with you a bunch in the past. So thank you for bringing this to our community, because unfortunately, I feel like a lot of people in this community are going to be using it.
Oh my God, yeah.
If the price of groceries keep going up, yeah. So it's a tough one, but thank you.
Coming up on the show, we're going to talk to a mom by the name of Nicole, who says her daughter, who suffers from a disability, refuses to use her wheelchair. And that's really tough considering she needs it now more than ever. But as a 15-year-old girl, she's striving to be a strong, independent young lady.
Mm-hmm.
What is a mom to do? Coming up, we're going to get Nicole on the phone with us to hear her story next on PX. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Welcome to the show, you guys. Refusing to use your wheelchair, even though you desperately need it. We got a message from Trisha, and she had asked if she can come on the show this morning. And of course, we said yes, because her 15-year-old daughter is refusing to use her wheelchair. And the advice her doctor gave Trisha, I would say, is the most bizarre suggestion she says she's ever received.
Sure.
Then the question is, what's a struggling mom to do? Let's get her on the phone with us. Hi, Trisha. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
This must be really hard for you.
Yeah.
Tell us what's going on. Just be straightforward and totally transparent. I know it's probably hard, but tell us exactly what you wrote us in the message.
Okay. Well, first, I just want to say thank you for having me on the show. You guys are really nice. I appreciate it, but I have a 15-year-old daughter, and she has a disability. She suffers from a neuromuscular disorder, and it weakens her muscles.
Mm-hmm.
So because of this, she needs a wheelchair majority of the time, and she refuses to use it.
Why do you think that is?
She's very independent, and I ask her, but she doesn't answer. She's just like, you know, a mom, whatever. And I don't get it, because the more she refuses to use the chair, the more she's prone to injury.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like it's just a regular injury where it's like, oh, she tripped and fell, let me get back up. It's more like, oh, I've fallen over things and I fractured my leg.
Yeah.
Or it's a trip to the hospital because, you know, she's so frail.
Right.
So my heart just like really breaks for my daughter, because we went to the Amherst game a couple of weekends ago, and she had a couple of friends from school there, and she refused to use the chair, and it made things so much harder. I can't get through to her that she needs this chair, and like, I don't know what to do. And she gets around her friends, especially when she gets around her friends.
Yeah.
Like, she's definitely not in her chair.
She's probably embarrassed, honestly.
I would think so, especially at 15 years old. If she's not using her chair, Trisha, what's that look like? Who's helping her?
Well, she tries to do it herself. So she's, you know, she's stumbling her walk. She can walk. It's just that I'm afraid if she falls, she's going to hurt herself.
But yeah. She can't walk like you and I can walk, right?
No. It's you know, she's frail. Her muscles. So
right.
It's a slow pace.
Yeah.
You know, it's a like she kind of stumbles. over herself, mm-hmm. like over her feet, you know, because yeah. trying to pick up her feet and everything, the shoes, it's a lot.
Any suggestions from, like, the doctor or medical team?
Well, that's what I was going to say. I spoke with her doctor.
Yeah, what did he say?
And he literally told me, why don't I use the chair majority of the time? And if she sees me sitting in the chair, then maybe she'll be more comfortable.
Wait, you use the chair?
Yeah, it's the most bizarre thing I've ever. It's ridiculous. He said that he thinks it's a good idea that I use the chair, and that he's a doctor, and there's a reason why he has a medical license. And if my daughter sees me in the chair, then she'll want to use the chair. No.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard a doctor say.
A product of their environment.
No.
They what?
They're a product of their environment. So if she sees me in the chair, she will feel less anxious about it, and she will want to start to use the chair herself.
No.
So, wait a second. Trisha, you're supposed to just wheel around your home, which I'm sure is wheelchair accessible, but you're supposed to just wheel around your home in a second chair to make your daughter, who refuses to use her wheelchair, more comfortable. That's what the doctor
said. So you have to buy a second wheelchair, or you're going to use hers? That completely defeats the whole purpose.
Well, I did it. I took his advice, and I actually bought a second chair, and I started using it at home. But my daughter asked me, what the heck was I doing? And I am just so lost. Like, I don't know what to do.
It's also like making a mockery of it a little bit, in my opinion. Like, that's not...
It's a legitimate question. What are you doing?
Also, a teenager, the last thing they want to do is do things that their parents are doing because you're so uncool. Their words, not mine. So that's a tough one.
Yeah, and I don't know if anyone's ever been in this situation. And, like, I don't understand why a child will refuse a wheelchair if they desperately need one. Like, why isn't she using it? I'm so perplexed. Like, I don't know.
I'm just going to go off what Breezy was saying. She's a 15-year-old teenager. She's probably embarrassed. You took her to the Amherst game. She's around friends she goes to school with. You know, she'd want to feel like she's the only one. All her friends are...
She gets hurt.
Yeah, of course. I get that.
I know. It's major. Like, you're not in school. You're not going to be around your friends. You're either in the hospital or you're home recovering. Like,
What does she say to you when you ask her to use her chair?
She says, I don't know her body the way she knows her body, and she is good, and she doesn't need it.
Even if I was a parent, I would have no idea how to handle this situation. I don't know.
And, like, I'm sure there's other parents listening who have children with disabilities, whether it be, like, wheelchair-bound or other, mm-hmm. that refuse to acknowledge the fact that they have a disability, no matter how severe or minor that disability may be. So,
is my doctor wrong?
But like, the fact that your doctor is telling you to use a wheelchair in front of your daughter to make her more comfortable is, like you said, bizarre advice.
And this doctor has been nothing but amazing the entire duration of my daughter's life, so I don't know why I should stop listening to him now.
Let's see if we can offer you some suggestions from other people here listening, Trisha. Thanks for your story, and so sorry to hear about your daughter and what she's going through. I know it's got to be exhausting and
so
a struggle.
Hard.
It's got to be really, really hard. 585-252-9800 if you'd like to weigh in here this morning. And Trisha, thanks for your story.
Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah. All right. We'll try and have a good weekend, okay?
You as well. Thank you.
All right. We'll be in touch. Okay. Thanks, Trisha.
Okay. All right. You're welcome. Bye.
Okay. She's very sweet.
Yeah.
And that sounds like everything she's going through right now. She sounds just... drained. She sounds exhausted.
She sounds absolutely defeated and deflated. Listen, there's a lot of people texting in for this. Let's get to some of them, shall we? This person says she needs a new doctor ASAP. That doctor may have worked with her during her pediatric time, but now she's a young adult and things are changing. She needs more support and better advice from medical professionals. This person says, I feel for this mom. It's hard enough to have a teenager that doesn't listen, let alone not listening when it comes to a medical condition. It's so tough because you want them to use their voice and speak up for what they do or do not need. But at this point, she does not know what she needs. She is a child. And this person says, it's not the same thing, but I have a daughter who's dyslexic, just like Breezy, and she refuses to use testing accommodations, such as having tests read, going into a different room, extra time, etc., because it's quote-unquote not cool. Her grades are being impacted tremendously, and I'm worried that she's going to be held back because of it.
Yeah. Does anyone know if the advice this doctor gave Trisha is accurate? I mean, her 15-year-old daughter who has a disability who refuses to use her chair, the doctor says, hey, if she sees you using a chair, she will most likely want to use her chair because she will feel less anxious. Let me go to the phones. PXY, what's your name? Hi, PXY. You're live. Go ahead.
All right. The doctors, a lot of the times, they don't have a psychology degree or any sort of insight into psychology.
Sure.
And I think with Trisha's daughter, it's more coming down to a level of denial and embarrassment and also adjustment of now she has to accept that she's not going to be as independent as she used to be. And especially when it's puberty, you know, she's 15,
yeah.
She's going through school. It's a very hard time for a lot of us. I struggled kind of with, you know, mental health disabilities.
Sure.
But when it comes to physical disabilities, it's very much more obvious. It's very much more, you know, you get ostracized because, oh, look, my classmate's now in a wheelchair. You know, that's weird.
Yeah.
So, my suggestion would honestly be to, you know, find support groups with other parents who have children with physical disabilities and, you know, get advice from them and see what's going on in a sense to, because obviously as a parent, you know, you don't know what to do. She's 15. She's refusing to do anything. So I would say maybe find support groups in the area who are parents who have children with physical disabilities and that need wheelchairs and canes and stuff like that, and see what advice they can give. And maybe for Trisha, how she can sort of cope with her daughtering struggling as well. Because now obviously it's going to affect her as a mother. She feels like she can't do anything, you know?
Yeah.
It's a tough situation.
She is. She sounds defeated. What did you say your name was? You got cut off in the beginning.
My name is Waylon.
Waylon.
Waylon, I think what you said in the beginning when you got cut off was a really good point about how doctors don't deal with like psychology all of the time. They're very like black and white of like, this is, you know, a bone that's broken and I'm going to fix it type of thing. And there's a lot of mental capacity that goes into something like this that kind of gets overlooked at times.
Yeah, especially when it comes to, that's why we have, you know, doctors for a million different things. You know, there's doctors for blood, there's doctors for bones, but there's doctors for the brain and psychology, and that's what, you know, a therapist or a psychologist would do.
Right.
Now, I don't think this daughter would want to go to a therapist because of how defiant she sounds in a sense, but just as a sense of, you know, other options would be to find a support group, get some suggestions, maybe a Facebook mom group or something like that, but maybe just something where, you know, maybe the mom could talk about her struggles with these parents who also went through the same struggle.
I think that's great advice, because even talking to her, you can sound how defeated she is, but she does feel like she's so alone on this. And I think finding other people she can relate to is great advice. Thank you, Waylon, for the call.
Yeah. No problem. Have a good day, guys.
You too. And I'll leave it with Lauren, who says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. To answer this mom's question, as a mother with a child who has a disability, I can understand the frustration, and my heart hurts for this mom. And I just want to say that your daughter craves to be a strong, independent young lady and is probably just hearing everyone tell her that she can't, which makes her want to be even more independent.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you guys for all the messages and calls, and to Trisha weighing in. We absolutely will definitely be keeping in touch with you. Best of luck to you and your daughter.
Absolutely.
PXY Mornings, we'll be right back.
My Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts.
Let's get it. It's time for Can't Beat Breezy. PXY Mornings, Moose. Breezy Breeze, who has 8 wins and 9 losses officially on the board. And clearly, some of you have proven you do have what it takes to be Breezy.
Some of you. Don't get crazy with it.
21 for the high today. Let's find our caller 8. But first, let's get after it.
Right.
PXY, who's this?
This is Haley.
Haley, guess what? It's Friday, and you're caller 8! Haley!
About to have 10 losses.
Okay, why don't you relax? Keep your pants on. Thank you so much.
Haley, we love it. Okay, here's the deal. Breezy is going to leave the room, and...
Okay. You need help.
We're going to give you a chance to win this 4-pack of tickets to go see Kidz Bop, but we're also going to throw in some really awesome... PXY Mornings crew necks. All right, here's the deal, Haley. You get 5 seconds to answer each question. If you end in a tie with our girl Breezy, you automatically get the win.
Okay.
Here we go. Question number one. What town are you representing?
Batavia.
Batavia's on the board. Question one, Haley. What classic video game requires you to eat all the dots throughout a maze?
Pac-Man.
Let's go to question number two. Who made a... heroic return to the NFL in 2023 after a heart-stopping on-the-field incident.
That would be DeMar Hamlin.
Final answer?
DeMar, yeah.
Question number three, Haley. In a typical casino, what color are the dice used in a game of craps?
Red.
Going with the color red.
Yeah, I'm going with red.
All right, let's go to question number four. Haley, representing Batavia, what are the moons in a Moons Over Miami sandwich from Denny's? We love a good Moons Over Miami. What are the moons in the sandwich?
Cheese.
What is it? Cheese?
Cheese? I don't know.
Okay, going with cheese. And question number five, who is the primary love interest, Haley, of Superman?
Of Superman?
Yep.
Wonder Woman.
This is love interest? All right.
That's what I'm going with.
Going with Wonder Woman. All right, let's bring our girl Breezy back into the room. We're going to go ahead and tally these up, Haley. And so far, we're looking at 3 out of 5. Not too shabby, Haley.
I'll take it.
All right, you'll take it. Breezy?
All right, here we go.
Put your head on a swivel. Question one, Breezy. What classic video game requires you to eat all the dots throughout a maze?
Pac-Man.
Question number two. Who made a heroic return to the NFL in 2023 after a heart-stopping incident on the field?
DeMar Hamlin.
Question three, Breezy. In a typical casino, what color are the dice used in a game of craps?
Red.
Breezy, what are the moons in a Moons Over Miami sandwich from Denny's?
What are the moons?
Yeah.
Eggs?
And question number five, Breezy, who is the primary love interest of Superman?
Rebecca.
Who the hell is Rebecca? Come on, ladies. Who's the love interest of Superman?
I don't watch that show.
What show?
Or movie. What's it?
Okay, we're going with Rebecca. Anyways, let's tally these up. Haley, are you there?
I'm here, yeah.
Okay, looking at the score.
Oh, no.
Breezy takes it.
What?
4-3.
Did I really? Was I right with Rebecca? Is that the winner?
Here's the thing.
Definitely. Let's, I think it's the egg one.
Let's run through the board. Yes, Pac-Man was number one. DeMar Hamlin, you guys both got that. The color of dice and craps is red. Moons Over Miami, that famous sandwich at Denny's. Haley, you said the moons are made out of cheese. In reality,
I have no idea.
It's eggs, and we all know.
Over ham, right?
What?
Is it eggs over ham?
That's right.
Is that it? Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And we all know that the primary love interest of Superman is Lois Lane.
Nobody knows that.
Not Rebecca. No. Not Wonder Woman. But Haley.
Not the dark there, Moose.
Yeah. Is Wonder Woman his cousin?
Oh,
who's Wonder Woman?
I hope not.
She's her own superhero.
Oh.
I didn't know, man. It fits, though. Come on.
Yeah. Listen, Haley, we're not going to let you walk away empty-handed this weekend. Breezy, tell her what she's won.
You won a used hair tie from me.
Yay.
Stay on the line, Haley. But before we go, I need you to say one thing. My name is Haley from Batavia, and I can't beat Breezy.
My name is Haley from Batavia, and I can't beat Breezy.
Really funny for a girl who was trash-talking me, but here we go.
Happy Friday.
Rochester's number one hit music morning show wants to hear from you. Call or text Moose and Breezy at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98 PXY.
Gracie Abrams on PXY Mornings. It's bad enough we all had to worry about DOT and these work zone speed traps around the city all fall. And then on Thursday, Transportation Commissioner Marie-Therese Dominguez spoke at the Transit Authority on East Main Street and highlighted the governor's proposed budget and discussed making the work zone speed radar system permanent.
Okay, well, be prepared for slower moving traffic patterns.
Well, as you can imagine, I mean, that pissed a lot of people off, and it should. She's so for it because... And this is my personal opinion. I'm thinking out loud. Mm-hmm. But it's a quick way for this state to make a quick buck. Mm-hmm. And they did that.
Yeah.
We saw that happen this fall. The amount of people that fought their ticket they received for allegedly speeding in a work zone. And the judge dismissed and threw away quite a few of those tickets. It took a little fighting, but they finally got around to determining, you know what? There is no 40-mile-per-hour speed limit in this work zone.
There was
it
no
all
signage.
Says 55.
There was no signage.
The only thing people see is a sign for 55 miles per hour, 2 miles up the road.
Right.
And Therese Dominguez says our men and women are out there every day in highly dangerous circumstances, and we need to protect them.
Then protect them by putting signs for the people on the road to slow down. I would argue 15 signs is... But if you really want to protect them, make sure those... There's no confusion, and the proper signage is in place.
So,
okay?
Those signs were not there. It's why I fought my two tickets that I received, and then our friends over at Channel 10 got in their vehicle, and they're like, let's go take a look. And exactly where everyone was getting ticketed, including myself, there was no sign.
No.
I tried to fight it. I couldn't get it dismissed. And then everybody else who was getting a ticket in the same place, that underpass on 490 there, the judge finally said, yeah, it has come to my intention that there's no sign there.
Yeah.
So last fall, these cameras ticketed over 1,000 drivers daily in Rochester. And a lot of these fines ranged from $50 to $100. We spoke to a guy who got six of them in the same spot.
The worst part about it is like that spot, yes, obviously. And then the spot right near the Pittsford Palmyra exit where I was getting tickets, same type of thing. No signage. It's like there's multiple road crews out. There's nothing you're doing to protect them other than punishing drivers for not obeying the speed limit that was not put in place. Well, so make that make sense to me.
And according to this woman, if you see construction workers, you should just automatically know to slow down.
But these people are slowing down because it says on the ticket how fast you're going. And some of them were going 47. Some of them were going 50.
I was coming from the off ramp. I was doing 48. And I was like, well, I can't merge into traffic doing 30. I'm going to cause an accident here. So
mine, I was going 55. And in that section, it's 65. So I already slowed down 10 miles per hour. And they wanted me to slow down another 15 with no recollection of that whatsoever.
The camera on I-490 at the Alexander Street overpass issued 25,000 speeding tickets. And that was in only 26 days, which resulted in $1.2 million in fines for the state of New York. And whether or not these radars become permanent, I don't know. I think it's doubtful. But when the state needs to make money, they're going to figure out a way to make money.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they should take some of that $1.2 million that they
fill
made
the potholes.
Fill those potholes.
All right, guys, coming up on the show, let's clear the air this Friday morning. It sounds like we're already doing it. 585-252-9800. If you got something you need to get off your chest, tell us what it is. There, I said it. It's coming up next.
98 PXY.
585-252-9800 for There I Said It. Let's clear the air this Friday morning.
We have to. We have to just absolutely sling those unpopular opinions and get it going.
I don't know who this is, but probably the best text we've gotten in a long time. Pretending to care is really the hardest thing I've had to do in a long time. There I said it.
Period. No period.
Shauna says, can we please stop overusing the word literally? It's incredibly annoying, literally. There, I said it.
No, literally. This person says, and they actually have a great point. It's literally cheaper to be on Ozempic than buy groceries these days. There, I said it. Where's the lie? Where's the lie?
Ozempic. The new cocaine.
Period. This person says, they're very... very passionate this morning, and I'm happy for them.
Let it ride.
The older generations need to stop shaming young adults. I'm 26 because they are still at home with their parents. I'm sorry I couldn't buy my house with 17 blueberries and a gallon of milk like y'all did. I'm freaking trying. Okay.
All right, man. It's okay, guys. Let us be your sounding board. Get it out. Whatever it is, get it all off your chest. Let's go over to Lydia. Morning, Moose and Breezy. Rochester complains about winter, but really doesn't fully commit to making it fun here. There, I said it. If this city has more outdoor winter festivals and heated patios, people wouldn't mind it as much. Lydia makes a great point. If we had outdoor winter patios, like that were heated, that would be awesome. Where would we do that aside from just the, what's the thing we do in the MLK Park there in the winter?
More?
What's the thing?
Rock Holiday Village.
Rock Holiday Village.
I mean, yeah, that's just for Christmas, though.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if we had stuff like that all year round with globes that were on the side of the road, we could just go hang out in. That's what's up.
Yeah, it's a short-lived thing. This person's not letting anything past her. My boyfriend's mom is a narcissist that can go F herself. There, I said it.
Damn! Shots fired.
Kind this morning. Very kind.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, dear. Carmen's here. Carmen said, I don't know who needs to hear this, but people who want to create new rules and impose fines and defaults to safety without any other factors is douchey. There, I said it. I don't know what's happening with that. I don't know what that means exactly.
I don't know who this was, but they said, I just want to give you guys a heads up to the woman who was hoarding toilet paper and eggs at Aldi's yesterday. I hope that the eggs give you diarrhea. There, I said it.
Bird flu is completely out of control these days. If there is a handicapped door and there's a healthy person using it while a person on crutches is trying to get through and you don't move, you are insane. There, I said it. That's very niche. Very niche.
I know we've talked about
this. It feels like
a lot
of people are doing just like individual call-outs this morning, which, I mean, I'm here for, but...
A lot of individual call-outs this morning.
Yes.
Let's go over to Pam. Doesn't look like she's calling anyone out this morning. Can we stop it with the fashionably late crap? You are not fashionably late. You are just rude, and you don't respect people's time. There, I said it.
Get in line with that take. We do it like every other day, Pam.
Let me
You're
know
not original.
If you need me to say it louder.
We don't.
Yeah, type it louder. Put it in all caps.
We don't. We do
I agree
it
with
like
Pam.
Every other day. So thank you for joining us.
We do it every other day?
We do. That take has been said for the past, I don't know, 3 weeks straight.
Oh, somebody's a little triggered this
I mean,
morning.
That guy called in or texted in about his wife. I mean, it's a tale as old as time. We want new, fresh, original takes. But this person says, booking Southwest and not knowing how to board or where to stand in 2025 is absolutely crazy, and you should not be flying. There, I said it.
So many people are refusing to fly these days just because of everything that's been going on the last, I don't know, 4 weeks.
Yeah, it's insane.
One after the other. Let's go over to Slick Rick. What's up, guys? I went in for a haircut yesterday, asked the lady to take a bit off the top, and she hacked my entire head. Stop cutting people's hair if you don't know what you're doing. There, I said it. This reminds me of one time.
I went into a local establishment and I said just that. Mm-hmm. Just please take a little bit off. And this woman went crazy.
She went
hair
Edward,
gone.
She went Edward Scissorhands on your ass. Fully. Buzz cut? Sure.
The bowl not? Cut? Just put a cereal bowl on my head. Cut around it.
This person says, you guys were talking about the safety, in quotes, speed traps on the expressway. They only call out safety when they want your money. There, I said it.
Yeah, $1.2 million in 1 month. Well, good for you guys.
They're like, we should put it in permanently. Why should we do that?
What do you think?
We just need some money.
What do you think that money is being used for? Where do you think it's going? They're clearly not filling potholes with it.
To give higher-ups a raise? I don't know.
Because I said it yesterday. I almost fell into a in-ground pool-sized pothole on 490 the other day. What are they doing with this money? It's just not right.
That's the question of the hour. Oh, goodness gracious.
I agree with whoever this guy is. If I get old and am being forced to go into a adult home, just kill me. There, I said it. Okay.
The positivity is radiating this morning.
Yeah. Fully. It's got to be the weather.
Yeah, I mean, listen. There's a lot of political input on the text line this morning. So a lot of people are angry. I understand that. I get that.
Are you going to brush past it or are you going to read one?
Well, I don't think so.
You good?
I don't want to start a
week. We can close the books on this one this morning? Okay, we're going to close it. You've got to pump it up. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. It is Friday. Welcome to the show. 21 for the high today. As you guys know, the 15th annual Bachelor Auction is creeping up on us, Breeze.
Yes, it is. And we are so excited. March 22nd at Anthology, back at our roots. And we're going to be just auctioning off the best bachelors in the entire city. So
I know.
Pumped.
There's so many people in the studio with us this morning, including three brand new eligible bachelors in the 585. But a special guest today.
I told you guys we would have a special guest, and we did not disappoint.
No, we didn't. Let's bring him up to the mic from the 14th annual Bachelor Auction. He raised a lot of money. He made a lot of women. I can't say that.
I'm nervous.
Very uncomfortable. Tommy Bechtold.
Hey, everybody. It's your boy, Tommy Bechtold.
Coming out of retirement.
Cryptocurrency enthusiast. Uncle of nieces and nephews, friend of animals, friend of all animals, lover of wine, women, and song, minus the wine now.
Right.
Sobsies.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, so Tommy, what you're going to be doing today is you're going to be judging some of the current bachelors. I see you brought in numbers.
I did. I used company ink and paper. I used company ink and paper to print out numbers 1 through 10, I was told. I wanted to do 1 through 100, but I was told we didn't have the budget for it.
Right. So we're going to be scoring some of these bachelors in the studio today who we're going to give you guys a chance to meet. We're going to introduce you to them. And, of course, 585-252-9800. If you do want to ask them any questions, now would be the chance to do that.
Call or text to be maybe talking to the future love of your life. Who's really to say?
So, from CSE of Rochester and, of course, our close friend, Connor McKenna, is live in the studio this morning. And, Connor, how are we looking? Do we have all 25 bachelors lined up ready to go?
I'll tell you what, Moose, we actually have all 27 bachelors lined up, ready to go.
Hopefully two don't drop out.
We couldn't pick just 25 this year, so we went with 27 of Rochester's most eligible bachelors.
Gorgeous.
We started fundraising 36 hours ago. In the first 36 hours that fundraising has been live, we have raised almost $6,000 in the first 36
hours.
We
love ambitious kings.
So we are, not only are we off to just a fantastic start this year, but we actually have the top three current fundraisers in studio today. So you're looking at fundraisers numbers 1, 2, and 3 ready to steal your hearts and get you pumped up for the auction.
Wait, can we guess who's... Like 1, 2, and 3?
Yeah, I think that's
a
great idea.
Let's do that. That's great.
All right, so before we do that, why don't we go ahead and introduce them? Stepping up to the mic right now is Alex from Rochester, yes?
Yes.
Alex, good morning, man. Introduce yourself.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me here. My name's Alex Amalfi, born and raised in Rochester, New York, and I'm super excited to be a bachelor this year.
Yeah, and you are how old?
30 years old.
You're 30 years
He's
old.
He's wearing a beautiful knitted hat.
If I had to guess, I'm going to say you are number two when it comes to fundraising.
That's a great guess. I'm number two.
You
soon
are.
Soon to be first.
Whoa!
Okay, soon to be first.
Soon to be first.
Coming
all right.
For one of these guys' throats, truly. Wait, Alex, are you so excited to be a bachelor? And what really drove you towards this organization to step up to the plate and take this new journey? Truly?
I'm so excited. This is just such a great organization that does so much great work in the city of Rochester. And, you know, this year, it's really near and dear to me. Someone who I love and is a part of my life is, you know, affected with cancer. And I see him fighting and I just see his perseverance. And if I can give even 1% of that, you know, back to the community, then I think we've done a really good job here.
Well said. Yeah, well said.
Thank you.
Yeah. So tell us, you know, as far as being a bachelor, Tommy was a bachelor last year. I was a bachelor the first year I did it for the 13th annual bachelor auction. Yeah. What type of person are you looking for?
You know, it's such a big question and people keep asking, but all, you know, what I've learned is all these women are so special and so, you know, different and, you know, unique ways. And just, I just really like all the women who are part of the, you know, organization so far.
You're so PC.
Hold on a second. Tommy's going to hold up a score real quick. Go ahead, Tommy. Hold up a score.
First of all, I'm about to take my debit card out.
I love you, dude. All right, go ahead, Tommy.
You know, there's always room for improvement, but you really touched my soul here. I'm going to give you an 8.
He's going with an 8. All right.
Touched his soul is insane.
All right, Tommy's giving you an 8.
What do you do for a living? I think we brushed over that.
Yeah, I'm in sales. I work for Lamar Advertising, so we're the billboard company in Rochester.
Oh, nice. Yep. Okay, let's get Breezy and I up on
those.
Yeah,
I want to get on another billboard.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's great. So you do sales. You're 31. And ladies, he's a very good-looking dude. I'm not going to lie. Okay,
I'm into that. I really am.
I'm in tune with my sexuality enough where I can say this guy is a good-looking dude. He's 30 years old. He's got a good job. Do you have roommates?
No.
You live? Where do you live?
I live on East Ave.
Okay.
I'm not him owning cash.
Not him owning a mansion on East Ave.
Tommy's ready to pay full price.
I have a question for you, if you don't mind. Tommy Bechtold again, the Platinum Bachelor. I wanted to ask, after you left the cast of High School Musical, did you stay in touch with the other cast members?
Yeah, we're all great friends. We you know, do Friday nights together.
Okay. Good, you do look like Troy Bolton.
We've got room for one
bit.
More, too, by the way.
Oh, my God.
We absolutely love that. So if you were, obviously you're going to get bidded on. I have a feeling you're the number two fundraiser right now. You're clearly going to make a lot of money on March 22nd. What is the perfect date for you look like? And what is it that you can bring to the table on this date, or any maybe even in a relationship? Go ahead.
You know, I'd say Rochester's got so many great places to go and see, and you know, the two guys in the room right here with me are, you know, very in tune with Tony D's, and I think Tony D's is a great spot. Relax,
yeah.
Sit over
Tony
a glass of wine.
There's this dude sitting next to me, and I'm like, who is this Nick guy? And then you just said Tony D's. I'm like, oh, he's served me every time I've ever gone in there.
That's where I know you from.
Yeah,
oh,
we'll get to that, though. Okay. All right, so yeah, Tony D's is a great place. But as far as what you have to bring to the table, I'm assuming the whole table?
Yes.
At Tony D's.
At Tony D's. Okay, great. What's your last name?
Amalfi.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and plug your social so people can see what you look like.
Yeah, for sure. It's Amalfi _ Alex on Instagram. And
Tommy's writing it down.
I can't spell Amalfi if there was a light gun to my head, so.
I gave you a score of 8.
Nice.
All right, so Alex is our bachelor this morning, and then we have time really quickly to introduce to you bachelor number 2, Tony D's favorite bartender, Nick. Step up to the microphone, my friend. Welcome to the show.
How are we doing today?
Good. How are you, man?
Not bad. Not bad.
So,
I've been told I have a radio voice, so I'm wondering how this is
really?
Turn
Who
out.
Told you that?
Everybody I
I'm
know.
I'm glad they didn't tell you had a face for radio.
Well, then. That's what I was thinking. At first, that's what I was thinking.
Right. Okay, so let's get over to our friend Nick. Tell us your age, what you do for a living. I know you bartend at Tony D's. Yep. Or anything else you want to share?
I am the bar manager at Tony D's. I'm 37. I wasn't born here, but I was raised here.
Where were you born?
Erie, Pennsylvania, actually.
Erie, Pennsylvania.
Shout out to Erie.
All right, let's go. Tommy's going to give you a score just for that alone. What do you think, Tommy?
Well, as my sister likes to call it, Pencil Stupid Vania, I had you lingering around an 8, but you gave me that pen. I call it the pen bump. I'm going to bring you down to a 6 right now.
Oh, my God.
Six. That's nothing personal.
Oh, because where my parents met? Where my parents met?
Yeah.
All right, 7. What brought you to want to become a bachelor?
So I was approached, and I was like, for a good cause, why not? Everyone's touched by cancer at some point in time in their life. And, you know, my mom found out that I was asked to do this, and she told me if I didn't do it, that I wasn't going to be her son anymore.
Oh.
She wants grandkids really bad.
The threat is crazy.
Oh, yes, so she really put you on the spot.
Yep. Did they approach you at the bar at Tony D's?
No. Friends with a couple people, and they just, you know, approached me and were like, hey, do you want to do this? And I was like, why not? Absolutely.
Nice. Yeah.
I'm comfortable on stage.
You make one hell of an old fashioned.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, you really do. You're good looking, dude.
I'm sorry about that negative espresso martini.
It's all right. I didn't make it. For the record,
it was really bad.
I did not make that one. And I've been waiting for my redemption. So.
What are you looking for in a person, Nick? What are you hoping that you can possibly get out of this experience? Full transparency.
Obviously just someone you want to have fun with the rest of your life. Because in reality, looks and all that stuff's going to fade. Why not just have somebody you can have fun with every day?
We're all going to expire.
Yeah.
It's very true.
Eventually.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tommy.
Yeah. I heard you're a bar manager. I want to put you to the test here because temperament is so important in relationships. I'm going to pose a hypothetical to you, and I just want to see how you would respond. Sir, I ordered a rum and coke, and I really can't taste the rum. Is there any way you could just start emptying the bottle of Castillo rum into my coke right now?
So there's an old bartender trick where we just put a little bit in the straw.
Mm.
So
your next
sip tastes very strong.
This guy's great.
He went back up to an 8.
He knows what he's talking about. What is your biggest turnoff?
Not being loyal. Feel like that's tough these days with a lot of people that it's pretty much the world we live in, as Jesse said, but not being loyal.
Have you ever been burned?
Oh yeah, every time.
Every time.
Every time without fail.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. Because I work too much.
You think it could be have something to do with your schedule?
Yeah, you never know. B shift's tough.
The B shift is tough. If you were to meet a woman who has 2 to 3 kids, are you open to that, or are you looking for somebody? And you know, be honest. We really need to know what you're looking for.
Oh, I don't mind being a stepdad. I've had a stepdad in my life, so yeah. I know what to do and what not to do.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, of course. I think that's great.
It wouldn't bother me.
Yeah.
Tommy, do you have something to say? Yeah, it looks like you're chomping at the bit there.
Nick, so. It's important when you come into these kids' lives. You're not a stepdad. You're the dad who stepped up.
There it is. That's true. That's true. Always wanted to be a coach, you know? Always wanted to be a coach.
Not the mentorship program.
You know what?
We're going to go ahead. We're going to
amend his score to a 9.
He turned that 6 upside down.
Wait. I have to guess. Are you your third?
Yes, I am.
Yes!
Third.
All right. I think we know who's leading the pack
yes,
here then.
He is.
Why don't you go ahead? You're a great-looking dude. You love what you do for a living. Thank you so much for being a bachelor and stepping up. And who knows? You could
you
be stepping
know.
Up into a couple of kids' lives soon. Go ahead and plug your social.
So my Instagram is Nick_Vince16.
Nick_Vince16.
Write it down as we speak.
All right.
Right off.
Thanks for doing your part
no
and raising so much money for an awesome organization. Coming up on the show, we're going to meet our last bachelor in the studio who goes by Jesse, but also he is leading the pack when it comes to fundraising.
The top fundraiser.
We'll talk to
the
him next
finale.
On PXY Mornings. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Happy Friday. Welcome back to the show. We are talking 15th annual Bachelor Auction with our friends from CSC Rochester. Of course, Connor in the house. From the 14th annual Bachelor Auction, Tommy Bechtold.
Hello, everyone. Good to be here. Special shout out to my niece, Elise, who's homesick with the flu today. Get better, sweetheart.
Niece Elise really rolls off the tongue. Thank you
really
for coming
does.
Out of retirement for this. I know it was tough for you.
It's my absolute pleasure. You know, I sat dormant for a year, you know, waiting for this auction to awaken the fire in my heart to come out of retirement. Not out of retirement, although I will offer bachelor insurance this year. If any of you ladies are unsatisfied with your date, Popeye's chicken sandwiches and then whatever you want on me.
It's getting weird in here.
Thank God the show's almost over.
Yeah. By the way, Tommy, one of the things you did last year on stage,
yes,
was you brought out a hockey stick.
I
a
did.
Big stick.
And, you know, what are some of the suggestions and some advice you have from the bachelors for this year?
Yeah, boys, don't be shy, okay? If you're a prop guy, if you're a person that likes to bring out an instrument or a tool, ladies love guitars until they don't. If you like puppets, look at Jeff Dunham, the man owns six houses. Bring a puppet out. Maybe you're the type of person that wants to do close-up magic. I would avoid that. That is a little desperate.
So what he's saying is if you want to use props, you can use props. All right, let's meet bachelor number three. He's coming to the stage. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Big
good.
Stage. Huge
yeah,
stage.
Yeah, this is going to be a tough stage to follow.
Thanks for coming on the air. Tell us, who are you?
So my name is Jesse Sanfilippo. I am 31 years old, here from Rochester, New York. Been here my whole life, lived here my whole life.
All right, Jesse.
You
thank
sound
you.
Southern.
Did I sound Southern?
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit. Twang to you.
It's charming.
I'm from Spencerport. There's a little bit more country out there than there is. In
yeah. yeah.
That's true. Jesse, you got a chill vibe to you. I like it. Good looking dude. How tall are you?
5'11". My license says 6 foot, but I say 5'11".
5'11".
We love an honest king, you know?
We love an honest king. He's got two earrings in. Are those real diamonds?
They are.
Ooh.
He sounded unsure.
He goes, right. If they're from icing, sure.
Jesse, who are you? What do you do for a living?
I sell real estate full-time. I also bartend at Tony D's. I know Nick's here with me, but unfortunately for him, I am Tony D's favorite bartender.
Oh, you're a bartender at Tony D's as well?
Yes.
Did you just go to Tony D's and get the whole staff? What happened there? A clean sweep at Après Ski.
Is Tony coming in? okay, so
I will give Nick a shout-out. He did teach me to bartend, so he taught me to be as good as I am.
So okay. You were the one who made the bad espresso martini. So tough.
Yeah,
I might have been.
All right, so why become a bachelor?
Well, I was getting recruited by Connor and Dan. Connor was having a tough time. Dan came over and he had some really good points. He said, one, you're raising money for a good charity. And number two, it will absolutely help grow your business. The third one, you mentioned, you might find the love of your life. I don't have faith in that in this community, in this world that we live in.
Oh.
But you never know.
Oh, sounds like
hit
Jesse's...
Hit that dump button.
Yeah. Well, listen, man. Here's the thing. Jesse, you're leading... Right, your fundraising efforts with over $1,300. You're making a lot of money for people who need it the most. It's all going to stay local. So why do you
Who hurt you?
Like who?
Yeah.
You sound like you're a little bitter, and that's okay. We want you to be honest here. But I know that there are people, and I'm sure Connor have shared this with you, there are people who have done this, who have found the love of their life and have kids today with them. People have gotten married.
I would be thrilled if I met my best friend that could be my best friend for the rest of my life.
But is that something you truly want right now?
Absolutely. If I could find the best friend that will be the best friend for the rest of my life. Absolutely. That's
sure.
Great.
And what do you have to offer?
A lot.
Mystery.
My goal is to disappear, not to be seen. So like. Eventually, I'll just be able to go travel and do whatever I want.
Right.
Magic tricks.
Right. Yeah. Okay, hold on. It's because Tommy's getting ready to pull a number. Did you want to say something?
I did. Now, Jesse, I did kind of warn against magic, so I want to remind you of that. I think you're a big old pineapple, buddy. You're prickly on the outside, but inside, there's something really sweet there.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, there's something juicy.
I'm going to give you, and I want you to know, Jesse, that was Moose's opinion, not mine. I want you to know that first. I'm going to be a little hard on you because there's a lot of time before this auction. I'm giving you a 5 for now.
Okay.
And that doesn't mean you're
for
a bad
now.
Person. What that means is I want you to find that inner sweetness, and I want you to share that with the world because right now there's a lot of sour out there. Let's see that sweet Jesse.
See that sweet Jesse.
That country boy from Spencerport.
I really feel like...
Who loves to ride tractors.
Someone listening to this right now...
Not
is
a tractor rider, a Harley rider.
Oh, God. Okay. Yeah. Is going to listen to this and want to prove you wrong. I do.
You know what? I think Breezy has a really valid point there. We do have a crystal that's texting in on the text line right now, 585-252-9800, if you do want to ask a question. And Crystal is asking, hey, as far as Jesse,
What are some of the things that he absolutely despises about a woman?
Cigarette smoking and disloyalty.
Oh, the cigarettes are disgusting.
So if somebody were to smoke plus cheating on you at the same time while they're doing it, they're done. They're cut off.
Yeah, they could just go to the Genesee River.
I'm noticing a theme of loyalty this year at the Bachelor's Auction. It feels a lot like the triads or something, like some sort of gang initiation. You will be loyal to me or you will die at my blade. I want to let everyone know that there is a peaceful option. You know, we can just tell little white lies that don't hurt anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so Jesse, when it comes to smoking and being disloyal, you want nothing to do with it. But I think you speak for a lot of us when you say something like that. What does the perfect first date for you look like?
Oh, I would love to go on a first date on a vacation. You come back, you either know you like each other, you know you hate each other, or you just stay friends.
All right, so where would you go? What would you do?
Like I'll probably go to like St. Martin, go to a nice little island here for a few days.
Connor, are you sponsoring this year? Are you doing vacation dates?
Yes. Obviously, that's not the one we can go on here. But if I had to pick one that we could go on here, big Tony D's fan, big...
A huge plug for Tony D's.
What's the place in...
He goes, public, what other places
public
Tony...
market?
Velvet Belly?
Fiorella.
Fiorella, the good
chicken
good.
Cutlet. I'm a chicken cutlet addict. If I could eat chicken cutlets every day for the rest of my life, I'd be so happy.
Yeah, that's a good first date too. Is to go out, get a little food, get to know one another. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And there's a lot of women that like to do those type of things and keep it simple on the first date. As much as you want to fly across the world, which is great, people would love that. They got you. That's how you really get to know somebody: is sitting down, having a good conversation. However, Jesse, according to you, everybody is on their best behavior in the beginning. Ain't that right?
Absolutely. Me too.
You know what? I'm gonna bump your score up because you got some spontaneity to you, and I like that. I'm going to give you a 7. And I want to remind you, you can always go on a date at OptiPro Systems on Dean Parkway. Buy an optics machine.
Okay, everybody's plugging their businesses.
Not our boss calling us.
All right, Jesse, thank you so much for being a bachelor. Right now, you have raised the most amount of money out of all 27 bachelors with over $1,300. So thank you for your fundraising efforts. It's all going towards the people who need it most right here in the 585.
You're gonna
shout
crush.
Out to Jesse James Realty, too. Go give that a follow. There will be a link on there. Everybody can donate.
All right, Jesse James Realty. Okay, thank you so much. Connor, where can people buy their tickets, and how much is general admission, how much is VIP?
Yeah, so if you want to come and bid on these three fantastic bachelors plus our 24 other guys, go to cscrochester.org/bachelor auction. There'll be links there to all of the fundraising pages. There'll be links there to buy tickets as well. General admission tickets are $35 individual. If you can find three friends that want to go with you and have a great Saturday night, we're offering a discount on 4-packs for $30 a ticket. And then VIP tickets are $55. Comes with a champagne toast, an extra hour and a half private happy hour with the bachelors, food tastings, wine, beer, spirit tastings, private bar, private viewing section, and private section up close to the stage when the auction time comes. So really just a fantastic experience. And if you want to meet these guys beforehand, we have our guest bartending event starting next Friday at Dead Red Pecker from 6 to 9. We're going to have 4 guest bartending events throughout the month leading up to the auction. So come out and meet these guys. Learn what the CSC is all about. Learn what they're all about. And get ready for a great night on the 22nd.
Let's go!
Love it. So if you guys are looking for a night out, or an excuse to get back into the dating game, like Connor said, March 22nd, that is the night to do it.
And if anybody out there listening works for Travelocity, you can give me a call because it sounds like we have to sponsor a very expensive first date for Jessica.
Yes, we do. Jesse, Nick, and of course, Alex, thank you guys for being a part of the 15th annual Bachelor Auction. You guys have your opportunity to bid on them at Anthology, March 22nd. We'll see you guys there. It's PXY Mornings. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. And everybody, look around. The Tony Award-winning Best Musical that took the world by storm is back and launching its first North American tour in Rochester at the Wester Auditorium Theater. Of course, I'm talking about the show that everyone else is talking about, The Wiz. And joining us is The Wiz himself, Alan Mingo Jr. Hey, good morning, Alan.
Good morning.
Alan, how do you love Rochester so far in the middle of winter? And you can be honest.
Oh, it is cold.
It's, I know. In case you have not been here in the summer, it's beautiful. But I think your show is going to help with a lot of people's seasonal depression in this city.
Yes, heat up the city a little bit. I will just say I flew in from New York City, and I did not remember that the temperature is totally different up here in Rochester.
Yeah, you're in upstate New York, so it's right. People here could be a little bit more rough around the edges, but you understand why now. Look at what we have to deal with.
Exactly.
As someone who's been in the arts myself, Alan, I do have to ask you. I was looking at your impressive list of credits. You had an award-winning performance as Lola in the Canadian and Broadway production of Kinky Boots. You played Sebastian in Disney's The Little Mermaid. And then a list of TV credits, including Frasier, Law & Order. But if you can break down for us, how has your long career as a performer helped you prepare for the role of the Wiz in this upcoming production?
Well, you know, I mean, every show has a place in my heart. This show is the reason why I'm in this business in the first place. I fell in love with the movie years ago because my mother would always watch it.
Yeah.
And I remember my first, you know, watching it, I was enthralled, and I would have her play it over and over again. And I sort of realized, oh, can I do this as a profession?
Right.
And then I remember going into college was the first time I was introduced to the play version, and I didn't know there was a difference between the Broadway play version and the movie. I was actually quite upset when I discovered it. I think I was cast as the Yellow Brick Road, and I didn't know what the heck that was.
So the Broadway version has been around, I think, since what, 1975, something like that?
Yeah, well, this is now our 50th year anniversary, so it's been around for 50 years.
That's incredible. I'm so glad you guys are here in Rochester. There's so many people. We started giving away tickets to The Wiz on our show just a couple of weeks ago,
Nice.
So I know people are very excited for the show. So be fully transparent with us. How are rehearsals going so far?
Rehearsals are going great. You know, this is our relaunch of the tour. We did a pre-Broadway tour. We hit Broadway. We just closed Broadway. We're sort of fixing things a little bit, tightening things up. And so we're really excited to show audience this relaunch of the tour.
Sure.
I think we open this Saturday. So
that's right, this Saturday?
As soon as I'm done with you, I'll be running into rehearsal.
That's right, Saturday the 22nd. So for people, though, who are not as familiar with The Wiz, how would you describe Dorothy in this version of The Wizard of Oz?
I would kind of say it's watching Dorothy sort of take her journey in this contemporary world, finding her legs, finding her voice, finding her sort of tribe, her group of friends, and navigating through the world and realizing that she pretty much had everything that she needed with her. You know, for me. I think that the great thing about this piece is, this is, to me, one of the best American sort of folklore, is the best word I can come up with, where when you see Dorothy in plaid, or when you see Dorothy, you kind of know who she is. You know who the Tin Man is, and
yep,
who the Scarecrow is, and who the Lion is. What you're going to get to see is our sort of take of who these characters are. So for me, the audience sort of comes in sort of knowing at least a little bit, oh, when I see a lion, I kind of know he's probably the cowardly lion. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
There are not many stories in America that we sort of identify quickly. You know what I mean? Now there's shows out like Wicked and, of course, The Wizard of Oz, which is also beloved by Americans. But The Wiz sort of was groundbreaking back in the 50s, and a lot of their songs were hitting the radio.
That's right.
What's great this time, we have sort of, you know, the show just got a Grammy nomination for its music. The music we really hit out of the park. We sort of took it out of the 70s funk and sort of added a contemporary sort of take to it, but it's still familiar to those who loved it back in the 70s.
We absolutely love that. If you are just joining us, we're talking to the star of The Wiz, Alan Mingo Jr., playing The Wiz himself. This is coming to the Wester Auditorium Theater. Opening night is this Saturday. Out of all of your credits, Alan, what does it mean to you to be playing this role?
For me, it's iconic. There are a lot of shoulders I'm standing on, from Andre DeShields, who's actually started The Wiz back, 50 years ago. Richard Pryor, who I loved and watched growing up, even to like in the live version when Queen Latifah was doing. There are a lot of shoulders I'm standing on. So for me, it's sort of iconic. And, you know, I was part of two other productions that were supposed to go to Broadway, that were supposed to do exactly what we're doing. And quite frankly, when I was cast, I didn't believe them. So, like, you got cast and you were going to Broadway. I'm like, I need to see it.
To believe it.
Right. To believe it.
Put the contract in front of me, and then we can talk. Right. Alan, we have a huge film community here in Rochester, New York, home of Kodak, George Eastman, home of the late Philip Seymour Hoffman, along with the oldest film festival in the world. What is your advice for someone looking to break into Broadway film or TV?
You know what I would say? For me, the best thing was my training. It gave me the confidence to know that I can sort of make it in this world as a career. So I would say rather that going through formal education, rather going to, you know, universities or actually going to private dance classes or training. I say training sort of gives you the confidence and the tools you need to navigate in this business.
That's right.
But also know that the business has a lot of disappointment. So you just have to know how to deal with that. There's a lot of no's before you get a lot of yeses.
Yeah, it's that balance of taking the good with the bad. Because when you're up, you're up. But when you're down,
you're up.
It's really tough. Alan Mingo Jr., everyone, thank you so much for joining us. The show The Wiz starts this Saturday at the Wester Auditorium Theater. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com or the auditorium box office. Alan, we cannot wait to see you at the show, and best of luck to you these upcoming performances.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hope to see you there.
Well, you will absolutely see us there. Alan Mingo Jr., everyone, thank you. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, we will be right back.
It's Julia. You can spend your noon hour with me and some of our favorite artists each weekday around 12:30. We do a celebrity check-in with some of the biggest names in music and pop culture. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Winning the Bonus X scratch-off games from the New York Lottery feels like... But multiplying those winnings up to 100 times feels like... Multiply the feeling of multiplying your winnings. With the new Bonus X scratch-off games from the New York Lottery, you could multiply your winnings up to 100 times. Prizes up to $5 million plus bonus games for more chances to win cash. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY.
Why drive a used car when you could be driving a brand new Mitsubishi for less? Plus, your new James Mitsubishi comes with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. That's 10 years without hearing, maybe it's the alternator, could be the starter, or maybe your car's just junk. Right now, you could be driving a brand new 2024 Mitsubishi Mirage for just $221 per month. Yes, only $221 per month. Even my cousin, who's still trying to be a pro gamer, could afford that. And he's never even had a Valentine. Plus, take advantage of $4,000 in bonus cash. Use it as a down payment. Pay off negative trade equity or just stuff it in your pocket. That's more love than a box of chocolates. Reserve your vehicle now. Text the words cash to James1. That's cash to James1. Drive home a new Mirage for just $221 per month. Text the words cash to James1 now. Only at James Mitsubishi in Greece.
Credit requires bank approval. Stock number 6652, MSRP 19,055, 20% down, 221 per month, 84 months, 5.9%. Offers don't combine.
Have you experienced the recently upgraded Buffalo Niagara International Airport yet? New food and concessions, new spaces for arriving passengers, and a bigger and better baggage claim area. With low-cost carriers in many nonstop destinations, including Los Angeles, Las Vegas, Phoenix, Dallas, and Cancun. Why connect? Fly direct. See how great your airport experience can be. Visit BuffaloAirport.com today.
My favorite place to go in Rochester is the RMSC. And right now, they have the coolest exhibit ever. Sean Kenny's Animal Superpowers made with Lego bricks. You do not want to miss this. Go to RMSC.org.
Easy Cater is the smarter, simpler way to order food for your workplace. With easy online ordering, search filters for budget, dietary needs, and more. Save your favorite restaurants and favorite orders for easy reordering. Save time with group ordering. You send a link, your team orders what they want. Plus, Easy Cater makes expense reporting a snap with all your receipts in one place. Easy Cater, more than just a way to order catering for work, it's your business tool for food. Order now at easycater.com.
Hey, weekend warriors, how's a little trail therapy sound right now? Hop in. Let's go for a ride in the all-new Nissan Armada Pro 4X. Tune out all those work emails and turn up that twin-turbo V6 engine. Instead of letting the kids play online, show them some epic inclines. Turn your 8-person family dinner into an exhilarating off-road adventure. The all-new Nissan Armada is here. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.